This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Take a vacation from your bills, pay off credit cards, and save thousands of dollars after a simple phone call to Golden Oak Lending. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back to the South Florida High School Sports Show on AM 560 Sports WQAM, FM 99.9 HD2, and streaming on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute.
It's Panthers going up against the Maple Leafs in Toronto. Panthers lost the other night, tough game, but they're still right up top at the, where they should be. And certainly thanks so much to Vic Valmasita, the head coach of the South Dade wrestling program as well, for doing a tremendous job the way that they have. Also, it's basketball time. It's kind of the end of the season for a lot of the South Florida programs. I mean, it was a complete sweep. I mean, it was from the rural and the 1A all the way until Columbus wins their state title. One of the programs that at the beginning of the year, everyone said, well, you know what? A lot of new faces. We'll see what happens. But I'll tell you what, St. Thomas Aquinas this year, from the beginning right through the Crell tournament, it was amazing what they did, winning a state title, the 6A state title, beat Orlando Evans. This team, and I got a chance to see him play twice, was loaded with talent. They finished 30-2. Head coach Julius Sandy did an excellent job, and he's kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time, and congratulations on a great year. And I probably, if I told you on day one that you would have been sitting in the up in the podium last week getting a trophy and your team getting the medals, that you'd probably think to yourself, it's possible, but I can't put it in guarantee. Talk about it. I mean, what a great ride for you guys.
Well, first of all, thank you for having me on the show. It's a great feeling to be able to represent our school and our program. Talk about the run. We actually, it was a great group of guys to work with this year. Coming in, they worked so hard throughout the fall, the summer, the fall, and then just leading into the season, it was amazing. I'm just happy we were able to kind of put together the type of season that we did, and with the Lord's blessings and the basketball guys shining upon us, we were able to come through with the 6A state championship.
Yeah, and I got a chance to watch you a couple times. I saw you in the Crell tournament against a really good North Carolina school. I had an opportunity to watch you in the BCAA championship game against Chaminade, where you guys took off like a jet. I had kind of a cheat code because I've been following Dwayne Wimbley because we do a lot of football since he was like 10. So I kind of knew what type of athlete he was. But I'll tell you what, when I saw him in the Chaminade game playing a guard position, I'm thinking to myself, what? I mean, this kid, what a great talent. FSU's getting a big-time player. Talk about him and what he meant to your team, not just from his athletic standpoint, but his leadership and being around the game for so long?
Yeah. When I got the notice that we were going to have him, it was pretty a blessing in disguise. And actually, to tell you the truth, he was the perfect fit for us based on our team that had went to the regional finals the year before. Adding him to the roster is his leadership. He grew so much from the beginning and all the way to the end. Prime example, I'll never forget a moment in the state championship game where probably we just took, I think, a 4-point lead with a minute 29 left. And he, as we walked, I called the timeout as we walked to the bench, and he said to his teammates, he said, "Hey, guys, just remember time and score. We have to really take care of the basketball. We don't need a score here. Let's protect it." And for me, that showed me, and it just allowed me to understand how much he's grown, because that's stuff that I've been preaching all along. And to come from one of our leaders, our captain, a senior, that spoke volume.
Right.
And then obviously you talk about his athleticism and as a basketball player. He was amazing, yeah. But he was the perfect fit for us.
Yeah, he was. And not only that, I mean, you look at Dwayne Wembley, and then you look at Clarence Westbrook Jr., who had a really good year. But and they're type of guys that you could, you know, coach a little bit. But what about coaching your sons? I mean, to me, that's crazy. I mean, KJ and DJ, who really ended up being the heart and soul of this team all year long. What has it been like there? I mean, because, you know, some dads, treat their kids differently. Some of them, you know, treat them just like one of the guys. You know, they get in their face just the way they would anybody else. What kind of relationship have you had with your sons?
I've always looked at coaching at my kids as the same as I coach anybody else's kid. I believe in the motto that I would like to give everybody's kids the same treatment, because even though I hold my kids at a high standard, but I also want to do that for every kid, because that's what any coach should be able to do. I mean, if you want a kid to perform at the level in which you're able to win a state championship or any championship or any game, they need to know that you're going to treat them fairly. And the relationship with my kids was no different. If they made a mistake, I will pull them out. If I need to scream at them or whatever it might take to get them going, you know, I will do so. I didn't treat them any differently than I would treat, you know, say a kid like a Wembley or a Westbrook. So for me, it was pretty easy. I'm all about being consistent and fair. And I think a lot of the kids, the people that are in my program, if you're truthfully speaking, you would know that everybody is treated the same. So it doesn't matter if your last name is Sandy, whether your name is Wembley, you're going to be coached hard, you're going to be held accountable. And that's what I try to do with my kids. And it, you know, it's worked ever since that I've coached them. And I love it. And our relationship is great on and off the court.
Yeah. But winning this year, obviously, first time the school has won a state title in 24 years. What do we have coming back? I mean, I know that, you know, I was just talking to Coach Balmaceda, wrestling coach of South Dade, and their season started yesterday for 2025, and I'm sure you guys will be playing a lot of off-season tournaments. What do we have, like, for next year? I mean, there are a lot of younger players that have merged and that are ready to take that lead role.
Yes, I mean we pretty much we lose Wembley, we lose two other seniors who were, you know, off our bench, but key contributor obviously was Wembley, and everybody else on the roster was sophomores and juniors, so we pretty much return about 10 to 12 guys, and the team is pretty much going to be intact. For the most part, but as you know, I always like to take into account, you know, this landscape of high school basketball. So, but We should be good, and hopefully we'll add a few more pieces to the puzzle based on need bases, and then we'll try to make a run to see if we can go back-to-back. But, you know, only time will tell with that part of it. Right now I'm just going to try to give them some time to rest and then hopefully let them go out and, you know, they're highly sought after winning the state championship, so they're going to play with various AAU programs and then hopefully get them back in the saddle once everything kind of died down in the summer.
No doubt. Well, I thank you so much for taking the time. I know that the standard at St. Thomas Aquinas is usually nothing less than a state championship, and now you joined a couple of pretty high-flying programs in football, which obviously with Roger Harriott winning his sixth consecutive, and I know a lot of the people, the administration at St. Thomas Aquinas, always a pleasure to work with, always supportive, and having somebody around you like Twan Russell isn't so bad either. Coach, yeah. I thank you so much, and we'll catch up soon.
Thank you guys so much for having me. I really appreciate it, and look forward to speaking with you guys soon in the future.
Good stuff. Julius Sandy is the head coach at St. Thomas Aquinas, and he brings the Raiders that state championship. We congratulate them for that. What a great occasion for those young men playing pretty competitive basketball all year. I mean, even in the state championship game against Orlando Evans, that was not a picnic. I mean, a really, really good program as that.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
If you have a locked AT&T phone, we're here with Bolt Cutters. T-Mobile will help pay off your locked phone and give you a new 5G phone for free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrier freedom.
Via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax and a $10 device connection charge. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement as due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.